Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Saturday, gang. Yes, Saturday. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, we start today's show with the sensational, wonderful, unbelievable news that Cristiano Ronaldo, I can't believe I'm saying it, is returning to Manchester United. Yeah. Five Ballon d'Ors, five Champions Leagues, and a partridge in a pear tree as well. The early reports suggested that Ronaldo was heading to Man City, but of course, he's returned to Old Trafford instead. Let's start by hearing how the news unfolded on TalkSport yesterday. You'll hear from a whole host of big names, including Simon Jordan, my Drive Time co-host Darren Bent, Carlton Cole, Ollie Murs, and United legend Wes Brown.
Some breaking news now. Cristiano Ronaldo is understood to be in talks with Manchester City.
It's a box that he's ticked. You know, he went from Portugal to Man United, tore the world up at Man United, then tore it up even more at Real Madrid, and has continued that journey at Juventus. Mm. So he strikes me as someone that ticks boxes, that wants to say, OK, I've done that, not bucket list stuff, but why would he play in England when he's already done that? And specifically and explicitly go back to Manchester to almost cock a schnook at the club that was in part responsible for his ascendancy.
A dramatic turn of events has seen Manchester United gatecrash the race to sign Cristiano Ronaldo.
It's not a gamble because, again, you're talking about somebody last season who scored, 29 league goals, so he's clearly not slowing down. It's not a gamble where he's not played for a little while and you're thinking, can he get a little bit of form back? He's obviously was very good last season. I know Juventus didn't win the league and they crashed out of the Champions League, but in terms of his performances and his goals, the numbers haven't diminished. So you'd have to say, it's not a gamble. And if someone of that quality is saying, I want to come back to United, how can Ole Gunnar Solskjaer turn around and go, no?
There has been a tweet from Manchester United's official account. The club delighted to confirm the club has reached agreement with Juventus for the transfer of Cristiano Ronaldo. The deal is done.
Just want to remain calm. Hold on.
Come on!
Can Ollie handle this? This dressing room, the dynamics of it, it's going to change dramatically now. Because there's a driver in that changing room that he's a phenomenon. So can he handle that pressure? Will he take Ronaldo off when he's not doing the job that he's set out to do? Or if he's not fitting into that system the way he wants it to be? Or the way Ollie envisions his team to be, will he take Cristiano Ronaldo off? I don't think he can.
For any football fan, it's Cristiano Ronaldo, you know. He is one of the greatest football players of all time. So I think up and down the country, there's going to be fans from all clubs thinking, I can't wait to go and watch him play.
And I'm going to be singing, Viva Ronaldo, Viva Ronaldo, running down the wing, King United sing, Viva Ronaldo. Yes, come on! United!
It's crazy, mate, because you just wouldn't think it would happen. Obviously, you know, I'm guessing once United made it clear they wanted him back, there's only one place he's going to go. So, I mean, everyone, we're all happy. I'm guessing he will be towards his back home, mate. So, yeah, he'll be bringing great standards. You know, he's world class. You know, he's got qualities mentally, an experienced leader. You know, he's fully developed. He knows exactly what to do. And the young lads all watch this and I'm sure they'll be taking all sorts of tips off him.
Yep, Ronaldo has come home. Just amazing news. Let's get the thoughts of the Manchester United manager and Ronaldo's old teammate, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. We'll also hear from a few of the United fans who called in yesterday. It's fair to say they were a little bit excited.
Cristiano has been a legend of this club. He is a legend of this club. He's the greatest player of all time, if you ask me. I was fortunate enough to play with him. I coached him. He almost retired me because that Wolverhampton game when I got injured, he kept switching sides. But such a tremendous human being as well.
I just can't believe what's been going on. Yesterday he's supposed to be going City, and today he signed for us. Honestly, I was on the phone to my missus last night coming home from work, and I was in tears. This morning I've woke up and the group chat's going off saying he's back at United. Viva Ronaldo! Viva Ronaldo! Running down the wing as United sing.
I thought he's going to City. I thought, no, Cristiano, don't go there. But he's a red. He's a red.
The streets are rattled, mate. This is what we grew up fighting with people because they were worried about us every week. What's Man United going to do? Arsenal fans thinking they got a chance against us. Liverpool non-existent. Now look at them. Ooh, everyone's upset. I want all the tears. Man United is back, mate. Forgive me the treble.
Tell you what, Carl, my son is on at the moment. He's absolutely ecstatic. He was mortified last night when I said that he might be going to City. Ronaldo is a red. There's no way he would go to City. I've just phoned him and said, he's coming home, son. He's coming home. And he's now with his mum on the settee, and she said he's crying his eyes out.
Now, Man City, of course, didn't get Kane. They didn't get Ronaldo either. But I'm sure a good result will cheer the fans up. Game day returns today, and they host Arsenal. TalkSport have got live commentary that kicks off at 12:30. Now, we can hear from the Arsenal boss, Mikel Arteta, shortly. They're currently 19th in the table. But first, here's the Man City manager, Pep Guardiola.
Will be a real tough game for us. Arsenal, we cannot deny, is Arsenal. I think the last 10 years we can be a little bit like, like Arsenal compete against them, but years before Arsenal was the dominant, with Arsene Wenger, the more influenced person that had been Arsenal for many, many years. So Arsenal remains one of the biggest clubs in England, no doubt about that. And I presume absolutely a real tough, tough game for us, and hopefully we can do a good performance and win the game.
It's the level that they reach the game, and the level that you have to be mentally ready to run for long periods of the game without touching the ball, to doing the sacrifices, being prepared to suffer in the right moments, but as well having the conviction that we're going to have our moments in the game, and when those opportunities arise, we have to take them. And that's how I want to see the team, that they are fully committed, fully prepared, and they believe that we can go to Manchester and get the result that we want.
And of course, Man City against Arsenal isn't the only big game which is live on TalkSport today. At 5:30 this evening, Liverpool take on Chelsea. In a minute, we'll get the thoughts of the managers, Jurgen Klopp and Thomas Tuchel. But first, former Liverpool and Chelsea winger Joe Cole joined Sam Matterface, Ray Parlour and Trevor Sinclair on the TalkSport breakfast show yesterday. He thinks Liverpool have to focus on stopping Romelu Lukaku.
He's so quick and strong, Virgil van Dijk. When he plays against most other players, he seems to be playing in second or third gear, like glides, like a Rio, like a young Rio Ferdinand when he played. Mm. What they have to do very well with Lukaku, and which I think Arsenal didn't do at all, I said they have to get that shield in front of him to stop the ball into feet. Because once he pins, even if he pins Virgil van Dijk and he gets his body in the way, and the ball gets played into his feet, what's happening now, the difference is, it's sticking. And he's rolling centre halves and he's bringing people in together. That position in front of him is actually more crucial. And Van Dijk and Matic, who I assume will play, providing they're both fit, whoever plays in front of him in that sort of holding position, whether it be Henderson or whoever, they've got such a big responsibility. They cannot let Chelsea keep doing what they've done last week, just keep feeding balls in. Don't try and fight him. Don't try and win the battle. You compete. You have to get the midfielder in front to stop that ball coming into it.
I expect a very difficult game for both teams. I don't think there's an easy way through any line. And so both teams are very good organised. Will be, I'm pretty sure. And so it will be a big fight, definitely. Yeah, I can imagine. Again, it's one of these games I would watch 100% if I would not be involved. So we have to. It's pretty much a must-watch game, if you want.
Well, very excited in general because we're super happy that the fans are back. So that means we have to cope with energy that Anfield can create, of course, which makes things for us as a away team more difficult, more challenging. Absolutely, yes. It's not the first time that I play there with spectators, so I experienced it several times, and it's fantastic. It's one of the toughest pitches in Premier League, and we are excited to be in the middle of it, and we will give our very best because we need it.
Yeah, it's the Old Firm Derby this Sunday as Rangers host Celtic. So, Wyatt and Jordan was broadcast live from Ibrox yesterday. Rangers legend Ali McQuest and Celtic icon John Hartson joined the show live to recall their Old Firm memories, and former Liverpool and Rangers midfielder Graham Souness popped in unexpectedly after he heard the show on the radio. Oh, I can just turn up, can I? Because I'm Graham. Oh, it's great to have Graham Souness, actually.
Is it the best football on the planet? Clearly not. Is it the best atmosphere on the planet? Possibly. There's no getting away from it. It is better when both sets of fans, away fans, can travel. There's no doubt about that at the same time. But I'm just really, really looking forward. I said to Gary, Simon, the biggest thing, clearly, it was great to have football back. We were very fortunate at that time to get football back. But the one thing that was clearly missing was the atmosphere within the stadiums. And this game in particular was the one that I noticed it more than anything.
The wonderful atmospheres, that they're great games to play in and to be part of. It's one of the reasons I came to play in Scotland, because I wanted this to be a part of something of my career that I played in. I'd heard so much about the derby games.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the reasons I came up here to play, and, you know, through the grace of God, I actually did okay in the games as well, you know.
Just landed at Glasgow Airport, and because you have to pass Ibrox on the way to town, radio on, heard you were on here, I thought I'll drop in and say hello. I've been involved in many different derbies. This is a big one. There isn't anything bigger, because there is an unsavoury side to it, which is a religious factor. But, you know, apart from them being two enormous football clubs, you know, you factor in the other side of it, and it's just enormous. What it means to people, it's just off the charts. You know, Galatasaray, Fenerbahce, this is bigger. Mm. Rangers, Celtic is the biggest. Everton, Liverpool, it's bigger than that.
It's bigger than that?
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, the passion that you'll see here at the weekend, I've not seen anywhere else.
And we finish today with a frankly bizarre story. Ross Hamilton is a Sunday League footballer for a team called Fergusley Star in Glasgow. And earlier this week, he took a shot which was stopped on the line by a golden retriever. Of course, he was on Hawksby and Jacobs to tell us more about it.
I don't even think the home team, the Vale of Leaven guys, I don't think they know whose dog it was either. It was just running around the side, at the side of the park during the game. And I seen it as I ran through and goal. My teammate Bullet, he played the ball over the top, and I was running through and goal, and I could see it at the corner of the goal, but it wasn't inside the goal at that point. Set myself to shoot, and then as soon as I went to hit it, it just moved to the inside of the post, and I thought, it's too late now, just go with it and hope it goes through its legs or something. But no, luckily I didn't run away celebrating, or I would have looked like a right idiot. So we were 2-1 up, and that would have made it 3-1. So that was obviously a kick in the stomach straight away. And then to lose the game with 30 seconds to go, I think they scored to go 3-2 up. Funny thing is, the Vale of Leaven team, they're actually looking for a goalkeeper.
That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Game Day, of course, returns today, and TalkSport will have live commentary of City against Arsenal, that one at 12:30, and Liverpool against Chelsea at 5:30 this evening. TalkSport 2 will have live commentary of Derby against Nottingham Forest at 12:30, and West Ham, top of the table, West Ham against Palace, that one's from 3. I'm back on Drive Time on Bank Holiday Monday at 4 p.m. alongside Ray Parler. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.